Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're talking about Kyle Richards because I again was getting a lot of DMs from people wanting a reaction to the most recent video she's in with her friend, in inverted commas, Morgan Wade, and what the hell is potentially going on there, what's not going on there. She's starring in Wade's video Fall in Love with Me, in which they are seen, you know, like being each other's love interests, feeding each other fruit, sharing a bubble bath. Almost exchanging a kiss.
Of course.
She does the splits, of course. But this comes in the wake of her, like, seemingly split with Mauricio Umansky. But I suppose even before we get into that, who is Kyle? Why do people care about Kyle? We mentioned she's a Bravo celebrity.
Yeah, if people... This is literally is a quick synopsis for people who don't watch Housewives. But
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Housewives, you will probably know her face because she's just... she's an actress originally, TV personality since 2010. She's been she's the only remaining main cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills since the beginning. She's been there from the start. She began as a child actress. She had a recurring role on Little House on the Prairie. And more famously, she had a part in Halloween in 1978, the horror film. And then she's been in the sequels Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends in 2021, 2022. She's done like The Celebrity Apprentice. She came out with a Christmas film last year. Did you watch that? It was like The Real Housewives
of
the North,
North Pole. No, maybe we should do it as a Christmas movie club at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I have her memoir.
She's Paris Hilton's
aunt. She's Paris Hilton's
as well.
Aunt, yeah.
Like she's
basically, she's Kathy Hilton's
like
half-sister.
Famous rich gal.
She grew up, she was born in Hollywood. She's grown up there her whole life, so she's a socialite. But she wrote a book, Fenella, which I wanted you to guess the title of, in 2011.
In this town, my town. Queen of the castle, queen of my town. Am I on the right track? No.
But not really. It's the longest title of a memoir I've ever heard in my life. It is, Life is Not a Reality Show, Keeping It Real with a Housewife Who Does It All.
Oh, for
isn't that crazy?
Fuck's sake.
She shares tips
on relationships. I didn't know she had a memoir. I feel like I would have known. I'd like...
The book. It obviously didn't do well, or she would have... Yeah, she would have, like, talked about it more. So she is half-sister to Kathy Hilton, making her Nikki and Paris's aunt. All their kids. She has, like, daughters. They're all really close with Paris and Nikki. She has another sister, Kim Richards, who is also on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. As Fionnuala mentioned, she is married to Mauricio Umansky, who you might know from Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix, which it was kind of their... response to like Selling Sunset, kind of, wasn't it? He's real estate.
Yeah,
it's kind of their own version of that, where he runs business.
But
you have
like the family dynamics of like the drama of like she's the two daughters are like working in real estate. The older gal has been involved for years, seemingly in inverted commas, who the fuck knows. The younger one is coming in, and there's all these kind of fake narratives around like fake relationships and stuff. I started it and I didn't hate it, but I didn't finish it.
I watched it. I felt like it kind of it ended without any like resolution. Like, do you know the way when like kind of the last season of Selling Sunset, where it just kind of ended without any like big, it didn't feel like the end of a season.
Yeah. So there's a second season of that due as well, which is important to remember when we talk about the next stuff.
Yeah. So her kids are named Farah Brittany, who she had from a previous marriage. She's 34. She has three daughters then with Mauricio: Alexia, who's 27, Sophia, who's 23, and Portia, who's 15, who has literally grown up on The Real Housewives. She's done 12 seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can you guess or guesstimate what her net worth is?
Net worth? Mm-hmm. Probably a good bit, actually, because she has like a job outside of being like a housewife, whereas a lot of them sometimes don't. $30 million?
Oh, it's $100 million.
Oh, well, I suppose because it's with Mauricio and they have the property portfolio and stuff as well.
And
who
the
fuck knows?
She's
one
of the highest paid members of the cast, like on Beverly Hills, like, and rightfully so, because she's pretty much a fucking producing the whole thing at this point.
Well, I was going to ask that, and I don't want to interrupt your flow, so if I am, tell me to fuck off. But I was going to ask, like, within the context of Beverly Hills, like, who is she for anyone who's not familiar, or who hasn't watched that franchise yet, who doesn't watch the franchise at all? Like, why is it significant that she's still the only OG? Is she liked? Is she not?
She is kind of, I always view her as a producer on the show, because she is kind of the one that instigates a lot of situations and a lot of falling out and a lot of like drama without getting herself like dragged in for saying stupid shit. You know what I mean? She's kind of, you can kind of sit back and watch her play chess with everyone else, but she's still really liked and really likable at the same time. She
need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's kind of, I think she's super intelligent when it comes to television and what she's doing and who she's involving.